morning business signal on the repeater. Sorry, I was not able to make it the other day. I was full up with work. But out in Auburn, Rochester Hills right now, the repeater's got a good signal. But I'm going down between hills. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So did you figure out how to reprogram your HT?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that. I got this reprogrammed, and I got that radio reprogrammed, and the one in the basement, I had to unhook everything. So we're having some plumbing work done, but I did have that one reprogrammed, too. So that's easy once you figure it out.
Yeah, you got that ICOM U16, I think. I had one of those a long time ago. That's the one I'm thinking of. Is that right, or is it a different one?
The one I've got is it's the 32AT. It's the big one from, I think, the same era. I know the one you're thinking of, the Micro 2 and the Micro 4 or whatever, but the one I tend to sit outside with is the 32AT.
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking of they had one that was a commercial one. It was called the U16. It was, you had to get the program, you had to do this, like, X pattern on the keyboard. You had to get it to do, like, 15 9 3 5 7 or whatever, like an X, you know, to get into the programming. It wasn't obvious, so I thought that's the one you had.
I don't know. I'm not a professional like you guys. I don't have the commercial gear. Just the amateur stuff. No, it's from about 1980, 1990, I think. Just kind of a big old handheld from back in the day. The things that I lusted over that I could not afford when I was a kid. So when I find them, I'm like, wow, this is great for its day, but it certainly outlived its usefulness as far as technology.
Yeah, but this stuff still works, so. All right, but you got it working. Yeah, I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to need help working on my HF antenna. I'm probably going to try to shoot for that in a couple weeks. And if you can help with that, that's great.
Yeah, I saw the notes about Step-IR, too, so I hope you're able to get parts and materials and things if need. But, yeah, I'll be around. Well, like I said, I'll remain alert.
Yeah, I already got the parts. I got way more parts than I need. You know, they told me when I contacted them and sent them a picture and everything, I said, what do I need to fix this? And they said, well, we only sell it as a kit, but it's got everything you need. You'll have extra parts you can use if you never need them. So I ordered it, and, you know, but, you know, I have the ARR insurance, so most of it got paid for except for $25, so it was like over $400 for this kit. And then they, then I go to look at it and I said, well, wait a minute, I need those little struts that go in the corners that pull everything tight. And they said, oh, that's extra. I said, no, wait a minute. I said, you told me I had everything I needed and I sent you the photos. They ended up sending me those two parts for free. So, should have everything. So I got all these extra parts, and all I needed were really two things. I needed those struts, and I needed a fiberglass pole. And I've got all these extra parts now.
Boy, don't you feel good now. You get them to send you the parts for free, and they announce they're going out of business. I hope you're happy.
He did it. Go and bankrupt the company. Well, good. I'm glad you got all the parts. At least they were accommodating, and they were like, nope, we're shutting our doors. You're SOL. They didn't do that to you.
No, they didn't even tell me they were doing that. I just found out when Sean sent that notice. Which, by the way, Sean, your audio's like half as much as Don's, so I missed what you said because I had the volume down talking to Don. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, I was going to say it was about half as much as you, too. Or maybe two-thirds as much as you.